the whiskey a little.
Do we have four?
Yeah, we do. Okay, we'll be starting council in 1 minute.
Do we have four?
Yes, we do. Just barely. Also, if anyone's wondering, my laptop's up here because somebody's Skyping in and the mic isn't working in this area. So I'm sorry for the people that are over there. I'm just going to put this up.
Just because you want to see my face, right?
Absolutely. It's actually the person to your right. To his right. So, do you know your left and your right?
Yeah.
So, what's his right?
So, I'm just saying.
My right is my right. This
counts. Yeah. How would you do that?
All right. Okay. Call this meeting to order at 6:08 p.m. Just going to make sure again that we have quorum. Awesome. All right. Welcome to another exciting meeting of Students Council. Just before we begin, may I remind you all of the oath you have taken. The Students' Union would also like to honor the Nation-to-Nation Treaty relationship by acknowledging that this meeting is taking place on Treaty 6 territory. Wonderful. The next meeting of Students' Council will take place on Tuesday, June 17th, 2014. Something else I'd like to add just to speaker's business is I'll hopefully be emailing all of you in the next couple of days because I'd like to make Council as paperless as possible. I know that some members of Students' Council do like their paper copies, myself included, so we'll still allow for a few paper copies and then some paper copies for guests, but I don't know, this agenda is light, so it doesn't seem like that much paper, but it could be if we had a lot more business to take care of. Moving on, presentations, there are no presentations today. Executive committee report. Do any members of the executive wish to make a report?
Are we going to do attendance?
Yeah, I'll do attendance. I don't like doing attendance. President Lau, Vice President Orzik.
Present.
Vice President Kinda.
Present.
Vice President Hodgson, Vice President Diaz, Governor Hansra.
Present.
Ms. Hollowack for Councilor Allard. Councilor Chen.
Present.
Councilor Bannister.
Present.
Councilor Muhammad. Councilor Sleeman.
Present.
Councilor Zhang. Councilor Zhang.
Present.
Councilor Jadak. Councilor Gruki.
Present.
Councilor Bryce. Councilor Babatunde. Councilor Horvat. Councilor Fedoski.
Present.
Councilor Jacobson. Councilor Wong.
Present.
Councilor Garg.
Here. Present.
Councillor Gore. Councillor Khan, Councillor Kruzi, Ms. Mandamin for Councillor Morris. Sorry if I'm continuing to butcher your name. Councillor Makhdoum, Ms. Durr for Councillor Bhatia, Councillor Hooper, Councillor Champagne, Councillor Binchik, Councillor Zinedine, Ms. Toh for Councillor Kwan. Councillor Peak, Councillor Huang.
Present.
Councillor Farouk.
Yeah. Sorry.
Councillor Hudson.
Yo.
Thank you, Councillor Gruki. So, getting back to the agenda, do any members of the executive wish to make a report? Yes, Vice President Orzik.
I want to do something important on Friday, which is after the due date for our council report, so I just wanted to mention it. I went to a keynote speaker for a cause get-together which is gave me the opportunity to meet a lot of members and PP academics of other universities in Alberta. And I thought it was a really great opportunity, and I'm definitely going to make sure I connect with them in the future because we have a lot to learn from each other.
Thank you, Vice President Orzik.
I guess I can speak about it. So in my report, hopefully you guys all read it. So Friday we had that mixer with the other schools, and I brought Catherine and Nick along. I guess throughout the year, I should explain this. So throughout the year, CAUSE, whenever CAUSE meets, it's just the VP external and the president from each school. That's who's part of CAUSE. But twice a year, we have meetings where every single VP of every of all the five schools will meet. So that's something that we'll be doing within once the summer and then once throughout the year. And that's where Kevin and Nick for sure will have opportunities to meet with other execs. Saturday all day, we spent getting presentations from the ministry. And that was super interesting. We learned a lot about the different programs. And then we had about 2 hours to do Q&A with the premier. And that was really great. Got some good questions in there. So, yeah.
Thank you, Vice President Kinda.
Thanks.
Moving on to board and committee reports. Councilor Binchik.
Okay, so we had another fantastic PAC meeting today. I think we'll be shifting our meetings closer to the meeting location of council, simply because it's less walking for us in community meetings, and hopefully it will make PAC meetings also more accessible to you, even if you can make it open for, let's say, the last 20 minutes. For the more important things, we're almost done discussing the questions for intro and exit surveys from council, so hopefully that can be implemented fairly soon. In regards to the clothing order, I'm hoping to bring a catalog or some samples to the next PAC meeting. So please look out for the agenda if you're really interested in this, so hopefully you can come and give your input on that as well. We also clarified one of the council's standing orders that will be coming to you in the next report from CAC, or you can also ask me a question about it during the question period if you wish. And I guess one of the things I wanted to run by you, as it might be quite controversial, we are looking into limiting the speaking terms from 6 minutes to 4 minutes. Okay? So talk to me about this if it's say something you wouldn't like. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Binchik. Anyone else? Governor Hansra.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to take the opportunity right now to also notify Council about the appointment of Dr. Actually, permission. Can I get permission to read from the papers, Mr. Speaker?
Is anyone opposed to Governor Hansra reading from papers?
I'd like to beg you to approve notify Council for Governor's appointment of Dr. Pierre Lacroix as the Dean and the Executive Director of Campus City Hall. He was previously the Dean. Our Dean of Humanities, at University of Calgary until 2004. He again represents the new type of dean that the University of Alberta, the administration, the institution seems to be seeking. And those are individuals that perhaps, you know, not only have that same pedigree that previous dean selection brought, but also deans that, you know, that have are charismatic individuals, are leaders in the community, and leaders and willing to hopefully engage better with students as a community, as well as look at and are focused and have a skill towards generating successful at fundraising. Dr. McCoy is no different. He raised a significant amount of money while at the dean at the University of Calgary, and this is great news for Campus HR, and it's great news for the institution. Thank you.
Thank you, Governor Hansra. Any other board and committee reports? Seeing none, we'll move on to question period. Yes, Councillor Champagne.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. My question is for the TAC chair. I'm just wondering why on TAC agendas, if there's no items under new business or old business, does that mean that there's no items to be discussed or that they're just not specified? If they're not specified, why aren't they specified?
Thank you for the question, Councillor Champagne. What's been going on in my mind when making the TAC agenda is that when there is a specific motion to be made, I would like to classify that as an item of the business. But if it's something to be just discussed, it seems more to me to just be a discussion. appropriate items. However, I would be very willing to reconsider the way in which I made the agendas. I'll make a different question when I can. Thank you.
Councilor Bannister.
I have a question for the manager of Discover Governance, if that's okay. How did you think GovCamp went from your perspective?
I thought it went fairly well from my perspective. I really wanted all of the sessions to be interactive and still more quite interactive than I would like, but overall it seemed to go well and the venue seemed to work out really well for us.
Okay.
Councilor Bintrick?
This question is to Councilor Champagne. Would Councilor prefer some of the items on CAC agenda to be under new business? And if yes, would that affect his attendance at the CAC?
Councilor Champagne?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. No, I just like to, when I look at the CAC agenda, sometimes it's a tight fit in my schedule to make CAC. So if I know what's being discussed in old business or new business, then I really know if I have something to bring or something useful to also ask my students about, the students I represent about. But if there's nothing under old business or new business, I'm not always sure of what's going to be discussed during the meeting. That's why I asked my question.
Thank you, Councillor Champagne. Any other questions? Councillor Bincha?
May I have a question to the speaker?
Sure.
Or a point of information,
sure.
Perhaps. On behalf of all the committee chairs, what's precisely the difference between a new business and discussion period items?
New business, generally, and the manager of Discover Governance can feel free to jump in as she likes, but as far as I understand, the difference between discussion items and new business items is new business items are generally items which will have a vote either at that meeting or at a future meeting. Discussion items are generally items that the committee would like to discuss and might, following that meeting, become new business or old business items. I don't believe that, I'm not sure if this is accurate. I'll have to check on this for the member of council and for the committee chairs, but I don't think that an item in discussion can actually be voted on at that particular meeting. I think that has to be in new business or in old business. But I'll double check that for you.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, concerns? Wonderful. Close question period. Just give me 1 second. All right. So we'll move on to board and committee business. Item 6A, Bincik moves that Students' Council, upon the recommendation of the CRO Selection Committee, appoint Brandon Christensen as the Chief Returning Officer for the 2014-2015 term. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Gruelke, thank you. Councillor Bincik, would you care to introduce?
So I bring this motion once again to council, as the last time we didn't really have enough resources to prove or to justify the decision that's been made. Today with us is one of the diaspora trainings to perhaps talk about the selection process that occurred. The council wishes for this to take place, and I hope council wishes because he's here already. Then I would suggest making a motion to move in camera. Also, I hope you have received a report from the outgoing CRO, Wade, also justifying why. Could you send that out?
I sent it to YouTube, and I have it here. I can read it.
Okay, perfect.
And
so we also have, in our disposition, a report from Wade, the outgoing CRO. And so, yeah, let us know if you have any questions. Thank you.
Perfect. Moving into debate, Councillor Gruelke.
Can I make a motion to go on camera?
Yes, is there a seconder for this motion? Just double check the rules. Awesome. All right, so I'm just going to assume, because I don't find anything here, the motion is not debatable, not amendable, and requires a simple majority of Students' Council. So all those in favor of moving in camera, please raise your placards. Awesome. Before we move back, this camera. So, the next item under Board and Committee business, item 6B, Kinda moves on the recommendation of the Nominating Committee, Students' Council, appoint Harini Kav, Joshua Lee, and Connie Liu, in addition to Vice President External Navneet Kinda, to the University of Alberta Senate. Is there a seconder for this motion? Councillor Zinedine? Wonderful. Vice President Kinda, would you care to introduce this motion?
Sure. So in this introduction, I'll tell you a little bit about the process, so how we decided on the criteria, etc., and why we chose the people that we did. And once we get into debate, if people would like to discuss the applicants themselves, we will have to go in camera. So I'm just going to read off my set of notes that I made to let you know. So prior to reading the documents and discussing these applicants, NOMCOM decided on a set of general principles and criteria to guide our decision-making process. Not only did we decide that a good student rep on the Senate displayed the following attributes, but that the group as a whole that we appoint displayed the attributes together. So these include diversity, a demonstrated leadership ability, some type of experience with students, good communication skills, critical thinkers, and engagement with the community. So after this, we all read through every applicant's document. There was 10 in total. And we each created our own top three or top five list. So this is based on our own interpretation of the criteria. This way we kept it consistent. Then we declared what they were. The decision for the most part was pretty unanimous from the beginning. There was discussion to figure out, to find agreement on the third candidate that we decided on. And after we talked about it, we came to a consensus. So the people that we appointed are Josh, Harini, and Connie. And I'll tell you a little bit about each of them, if that's okay without going in camera.
Sure.
Cool. So Josh, he's pretty experienced on and off campus. He was a previous VP of the SU. He has a lot of business experience. He has professional links off campus. He's a tested advocate for students, and he already knows what he wants out of Senate. He expressed a distinct desire for certain committees in his cover letter, so that was really good. And again, he has a business background in terms of what he studied. Harini, she's very politically engaged. She has a research and volunteer focus. She's very intelligent and quite inquisitive. She's an art student, so she comes from a poli-sci background, and she's a little bit younger than the other two. She's entering her third year. Connie, she comes from an honors neuroscience background. She has more time than last year for activities outside of academia. She mentioned that in her cover letter, that she has more time to get involved. So we thought it would be good to give her that opportunity. She also has really good community connections. She does work for inner city kids, and that's related to the Senate's youth school committee. So that's also a really good link. And she's very dedicated. So with all three of those, and then myself, all of our experience kind of balances out. Like, I have a lot of good governance experience, Josh has a lot of good business experience, and then together we're a good group of student reps for the Senate. We're diverse, we're balanced, and we come from different disciplines. So that's an explanation of why we chose who we did, and I will leave it at that for my introduction.
Want to go first?
Sure.
I just want to add, I think it's important to note that the applications were taken in by last year's nominating committee. So I just wanted to put that in the world.
Yeah.
What information?
Yes.
How long is a Senate term for students?
1 year.
What information? Just for my own benefit, can the Vice President just give a brief description of the UOA Senate?
Sure. So the University of Alberta Senate, it's a pretty symbolic institution. They have about 60 senators, and they come from all walks of life. So they're appointed from, like, a lot of them work for different areas in the province. They come from different areas, very diverse backgrounds. Their goal is to connect to the community, basically. So one thing they did this year was go out to rural communities and talk about the U of A and, like, why it's beneficial, etc. So it's very much, like, a symbolic thing. They also grant honorary degrees, which are coming up soon. We also get really cool presentations that some other groups might not be able to get. So, for example, the board chair can come to speak to Senate. But it's a great place for students or anybody to make good professional connections.
point of information again.
Yep.
Is for the in addition to BPX and having kindred to the University of Alberta Senate, is that because of your current position as BP External?
Yes. Okay. All BP Externals are automatically just this one.
Point of information.
Yes.
I noticed in the application process that there wasn't any discussion of criteria about looking at confidentiality of the candidates for the There's no discussion in your introductions. There's no criteria for the candidate's ability to maintain confidentiality. Was that considered?
Sure, I think that comes with being a good critical thinker and having good communication skills. I think that once these candidates have accepted their position, it's something that's a condition imposed upon them, especially when they go to Senate or go to Senate orientation. These are rules of the Senate, so if they require confidentiality, they'll tell all Senate members to abide by such rules.
All right, so we'll move into debates.
I also do have three copies of each of the three applicants, so I'll pass those around if you want to look at them.
Yes.
Is it customary that even if, as BP External, she's ex officio or on the Senate, for her to be, Vice President Kinda to be moving the motion, seeing as she's one of the appointees?
In this case, just because of the nature of her position as the Vice President External, and because she does have an ex officio seat technically already on the Senate,
okay.
I'm just going to allow it because the other thing that's important to note as well is the Vice President External kind of collects, as far as I understand, collects all the resumes and oversees the process in general.
I don't care.
I'm just to provide a little bit more context. Yes.
If we're looking at a resume, do we have to go in camera?
I would recommend doing so, just because it's confidential information. Yes.
Would it be easier to take a 5-minute recess for everyone to look over the resumes?
I would absolutely love that. I would love that, but, because I need to use the bathroom, but, because it's confidential information, I would recommend that you still go in camera.
Motion to move in camera.
Is there a seconder to move in camera? Councillor Huang. All those in favor of moving in camera, please raise your placards. Those opposed? Any abstentions that wish to be noted? Wonderful. Move on to item 7A. I believe that's supposed to read Diaz. Seconded by Gruelke, move that Students' Council renew the student space policy. First reading based on the following principles. They are listed on the main agenda package. I will not read them out. Because Councillor, or Vice President Diaz, sorry, is not present, Councillor Gruelke, would you like to introduce this particular motion?
Sure. This is our student space policy expired in April of 2014, and Policy Committee is working on renewing it. We've written these four first principles based kind of on how the policy used to read and how, and on certain additions that we thought should be added to the policy but weren't shown in the policy originally.
Yeah. Before we move into debate, I'd just like to remind council, as a member of council is leaving, because there was a bit of debate in camera, that everything that happens in camera stays basically within this group. There should be no discussion with what happened in the in-camera session with anybody outside of this group. I would say probably only extending that to counselors, other members of Students Council, because they also have signed confidentiality agreements. But I would recommend that you check before you start talking to them whether or not they have actually signed their confidentiality agreements, because once that confidentiality is breached, excuse my French, it's just a huge shitstorm, and we've had lots of problems with that in the past. So please keep this, sorry, little secret, or dirty little secret. All right, we'll move on to debate on item 7A. Seeing none, Councilor Champagne.
It's big favorites motion. Policy committee did a very good job on it, I think, and it's a nice updated version of a previous policy. It reflects what our campus looks like or should look like today. I think it takes into account very important things, so I'm voted to favor. I'm going to vote in favor of this. Yes.
I'm sure he meant our campuses when he said our campus.
Yes, indeed. That is what I meant.
Point of information.
Yes.
This might be more appropriate for the policy chair.
If you're asking a question to the policy chair, I would just put a point of information in.
Okay. What should I do?
Just get your next on my speakers.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sweet. That's it. I'm going to vote in favor.
Thank you, Councilor Champagne. Councilor Zhang.
My question is to the policy chair. It is my understanding that the reason why we are doing a first reading of this policy is because the policy has already expired. So if we were to renew the policy before the expiration date, we would be able just to renew it without doing a first and second reading. Is that correct?
No, or am I wrong? Think that in order to renew a policy in general, it has to go through first reading. No?
I don't think so. Oh, sorry, out of term, but I was on policy last year, and I believe you can just renew it.
Probably ask that question to Vice President Kinda, seeing as she's former policy chair.
Yeah. The way I remember it, this space policy is expired, right?
Yeah, the problem is that last year's policy committee, 8 policies did expire,
exactly.
So it's a different...
So perhaps instead of saying renew...
it's a new policy.
Yeah, we pass this policy in first reading. Because when you're renewing, it should be just simple government update. But with this, since it's a new policy, we should just change that little word.
So I have a follow-up question.
Yes.
It is to my understanding that the first reading from that we have here is basically extracted from the old policy in that we didn't necessarily meant for this to be a debatable reading. We just wanted to ensure that we would get the policy through as soon as possible so that we have a political policy.
We brought this through as first reading. Like, because essentially our student space policy does not exist right now.
Right.
So what we did was we reviewed the old student space policy and kind of based first principles on how it read, including some new ones of our own. We did, like, it is debatable. It is, like, we'll accept amendments. Like, it is as we would be bringing a 100% fresh policy to council. If I could make a friendly amendment to remove the word renew from the motion and just accept the following first principles.
I'm going to assume that Councillor Zhang's speaking turn is over.
Okay.
And I'm assuming.
Sure, yeah, thank you.
And Councillor Gruokie has started her first speaking turn. Okay, so just let me pull this up.
Yay.
So what did you want to do? Just remove?
Move the Students' Council approve the student space policy in first reading based on the following principles, rather than renew. That way there's no confusion on...
Do people actually want me to type this out?
No.
Great, thank you. Is there a seconder for this amendment? Vice President Kinda. Is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Seeing none... The amendment is carried. So move that Students' Council approve the student space policy, blah, 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 blah. Is there any more debate on this particular motion? Yes, Councilor Huang.
I'm just curious, what are the new principles that you guys added for this year?
You have to use your second speaking turn.
Okay.
Councilor Gruokie.
The third point... students must be able to access sufficient space on campus according to their own schedules was brought up because the previous policy that was in place didn't talk about time or physical accessibility, really. Like, it wasn't clear on it. So it was decided that we would talk about the fact that I brought it up based on my campus is that we don't have access to study space after 11 o'clock at night.
It was then reiterated that there's issues with that at North Campus and on other campuses as well. And then someone else on the committee brought up physical accessibility, where having a study room on the 12th floor of a building with no elevator is an issue. So those were the two clauses that were not clear in the first, in the original policy that we wanted to focus on for the first principles here.
Yes, that's approved.
So with that change, what would that mean for students as a whole? Like, would that open, like, does that give us the ability to negotiate on their behalf and open up such that this on the side, like a 24-hour basis, or is that just like a point?
Vice President Kinda.
So I guess providing more information, what this policy would do is that if an issue such as this ever came up where somebody needed a student opinion on what these things should look like, these are the principles we follow.
Yes, Councilor Prue.
Is that including that? This is, assuming this includes FAs as well, right? Because, like, from what I've talked to, a couple of VPs and FAs, is that a lot, this has been a major part of their focus, is at student study spaces. That's like what happened in random platform one, too. So, yes?
So, any further debates? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote. So, item 7A, Diaz, Gruelke move that Students' Council approve the student space policy. First reading based on the following principles. The principles are listed. All those in favor? All those opposed? Any abstentions that wish to be noted? Seeing none, move on. Item 7B has been withdrawn. All right, so that's everything. Yes, Councilor Champagne. No. Seconded by Councilor Chang. I'm assuming that no one wants to stay here any longer. So that motion carries unanimously. Wonderful. We'll take attendance, so don't go anywhere. President Lau, Vice President Orzik. Vice President Kinda,
yep.
Vice President Hodgson, Vice President Diaz, Governor Hansera, Ms. Hollowatch for Councilor Allard, Councilor Chen,
present.
Councilor Bannister,
present.
Councilor Mohammed,
present.
Councilor Sleeman,
present.
Councilor Zhang,
present.
Councilor Jadak, Councilor Gruki,
yep.
Councilor Bryce, Councilor Babakunde, Councilor Horvat, Councilor Fradowski, Councilor Jacobson, Councilor Wong, Councilor Garg,
present.
Councilor Gore,
present.
Councilor Khan, Councilor Cruzzi, Ms. Mandaman for Councilor Morris, here. Councilor Madum, Ms. Durr for Councilor Bhatia, Councilor Hoover, Councilor Champagne, Councilor Binchik, Councilor Zinedine, Councilor Kwan, or Ms. Toh for Councilor Kwan. Councilor Peak, Councilor Wang, Councilor Farouk, Councilor Hudson, and I'm here. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned at 7:42.